Welcome to Working Hands Podcast. I'm your host, Tony of Woodland Iron, joined by Keith of Blackthorn Concepts. And tonight we have Emmett of Dead Rise Woodcrafts. What's going on?
I'd like to start this episode, like all episodes, off with thanking our sponsor. I'd like to thank Sabretooth. You can go there and get all your power carving needs covered. If you use code WH, you can save 10% on your discs and burrs. Emmett has used that code a few times.
I have.
He likes it. He's a big power carver. Thank you, Sabretooth.
I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, your source for abrasives, steel, handle materials, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier at maritimeknifesupply.com and .ca. Always repping the shirt.
I love this shirt. So what is going on, Emmett? Dead Rise Woodcrafts.
Not much. Working on the Treescape collaboration. That's taking up a lot of my time.
It's coming to an end.
It is coming to an end. And then in the middle of it, I decided to completely empty my shop, repaint, re-epoxy the floor, and put it all back. So
I saw that. That's
It's finally 100% back to good to go. I got out there a little bit this weekend.
Did you do a pod and move everything out into?
I did. I did a U-Haul U-Box, which is similar to that. Yeah. My day job is with U-Haul, so I can't say the P word, but yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
Same thing.
Yeah. But today, as this releases, is July 19th. We're going to go over it in a second, but I just want to put out the urgency. You have until July 31st, correct?
Right. 31st, probably about 6:45, I'll stop. I'll keep my eye on my email and messages, and then right before I go live, pull it.
You know. All right, so let's just jump in. So you did a Treescape collaboration.
Correct.
Which we talked about on our podcast a little bit when it was happening. And I apologize, I never got mine done. I'm a terrible friend, I know.
Hey, the thought was there, so.
The thought was there, and I told you for months, I'm doing it this week. I never did it, so I wound up donating. But you did a Treescape collage. Maybe you want to tell us about it before I do it.
Yeah, it's so I opened it up to anyone that wanted to make, I guess, backstory. I started making these little treescapes, so everybody says that's what I'm known for, but I don't think I'm known for it. But I enjoy making them, so I made a call out to do a charity fundraiser, like I did with the chess set. Just wanted to do something different, and anybody could send me a tree, and so I got about 32 of them. 33 of them, something like that. I kind of lost count. I can't remember. I think it was 33.
How many pieces are in a chess set?
32.
So you got more than...
Yeah, I wanted to have more pieces or more trees than I had chess set. Honestly, I was hoping for like 50, but after I made the thing, I'm certainly glad I got no more than I got because it would have had to been massive.
It looks cool, though. It looks big.
Yeah, so I made the base and I made two trees that are on it. And yeah, it came out good.
It's very cool. Are you going to give a list of names to whoever wins this thing?
Yes, I actually did. Just like I did for the chess set, I actually did a little book. So I took a picture of each tree, and the page of the book has two trees on it, and then it has the name of the maker, where they're from, and the material they used. So they'll get a little book.
I'd love to list out 33 names right now, but that could get harrowing. But if you check out Emmett's page at Dead Rise Woodcrafts, you can see probably all of them on there.
Every tree. Yeah, I took individual pictures of every tree on my Instagram as they came in, so in order of the way they came in.
So there's a Treescape collab, and it's a big like live edge slab, right?
Yeah.
Decent size.
Yep.
And that's got all the different trees on there in a Treescape.
Yep.
And then that is getting raffled off.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, whatever you want to call it, a waffle, a raffle. It technically can be a raffle because the money goes straight to the animal shelter that we're doing, who is a nonprofit. But yeah, so you go to their website or GoFundMe. They have a new building fund that I decided I wanted the money to go to that. And you donate straight to them. Send me a screenshot or a receipt or however you want to do it, either to DM me on Instagram or my email, which is in my link in my bio on Instagram, and I put your number of tickets in the bucket.
That's awesome. It is a cool concept how you're doing it.
Yeah, I liked it with the chess set. People donated to me, which was no big deal. People donated to my PayPal. I kept track of it, and then I just stroked the check when it was all over with. I didn't want people to think I was doing anything shady. But, I mean, with the chess set, I actually lost money because if you donated $100 and PayPal took 10 of it, I donated $100. So I paid all the PayPal fees.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier doing it straight to them. I don't have to worry about keeping track of it.
Yeah, and then no one has to question it.
Exactly. There's no money going into my hands at all.
I didn't mean that the way you're doing it like that with the GoFundMe is cool. I meant the fact that you created something from 33 different makers, right? Is it 33 other than you or 33 with you?
It is 30.
You don't even know. So 33, 34 makers.
Yeah, something like
that. Makers.
I think it's 31 makers. I think it's 32 people with me.
All right. Well, yeah. 220, 221, whatever it takes. So it's pretty cool that you got one product out of all of that. And that's what you're raffling off. So
yes.
It's kind of cool to get for somebody to get all those makers items in one batch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I like about it. It kind of shows people's skills and people trying new things. Just like the chess set, the same thing with the trees. You throw it out there and you just say, make me a tree. And it's really cool to see what people come up with and what their take on a tree is. And it's been cool. The different materials. I mean, I've gotten pewter, I've gotten clay, I've gotten glass, wood. It's all over.
I was going to do stone, but I never got around to it. So. But we talked about, Tony and I talked about having you on early on, like when you were getting those trees in, and then you did the podcast circuit. And I was like, why don't we bring him on when he's closer to the fundraiser to get the fundraiser up?
Yeah, and I was glad somebody did ask me, because last time for the chess set, I was on after it was all said and done, pretty much. And, I did the circuit of when it was, the raffle was open, so.
Yeah. Let's talk about where the money's going.
Okay.
It's going to Orphans of the Storm.
Yep, Orphans of the Storm. It's a local animal shelter. We actually got our cat there a year ago. So that was one reason we wanted to do the end of July, because we got her July 30th last year. So it's going to be a year of us having the cat we got from there. But yeah, they have a new building fund. They're trying to build a new building because they built a new road in the area, and every time if it rains really hard, they get flooding into the building they're currently in. So to fix that, I think they had a piece of land donated to them, but they're trying to raise money to build this building.
That's cool.
So I'm sure my donation won't touch what they need, but every dollar counts.
Yeah.
It'll be a couple grand more than they would have gotten if I didn't do it. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're helping out a local cause, right? For animals, yeah. Which is always a good cause. And you're getting to showcase a bunch of makers in one fell swoop. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I dig it. I think it's a cool concept.
Yeah. And then something I did different this time, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, is there's you can win more than just the treescape. So.
Yeah. We'll
get there.
I want to talk about where the money's going.
Give them time.
I'm a big fan of animal rescues. So, all right, let's talk about the other prizes. Now, but you also, in addition to getting people who made trees for the main part, you got a bunch of donations from a ton of different people.
Different people. I mean, some amazing, I was not expecting anywhere near the caliber of prizes that I got donated to me to be put in the giveaway. Because I wanted to get people, if you put some money into this thing, last time for the chess set, I did a live, uploaded a name, it was done. I kind of wanted to give people a little bit of chance of winning something other than the chess set, other than the treescape, so.
Yeah. Did you lay out the rules of this raffle ahead of time?
Didn't. I had an idea in my head. We talked about it in the Mozzie group. I think you might have been part of that conversation.
I was.
And we kind of talked about it in that group and decided what we were doing. And I that was pretty much what I was going to do anyway. And I just wanted more about see what other people thought. And they thought if that was fair, you know?
Yeah. I think however you lay it out is fine as long as you have a plan going in. But
right.
What I don't like is when somebody does a raffle and you think it's a standard rule raffle and they change the rules as they're about to pull.
Right. No, yeah. I put that's out there on my Instagram as well. I did a separate video on how I was going to do the raffle.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is you can win one donation prize. All the names from those prizes that I pull will go back into the bucket, and then everybody has a fair chance of winning the Treescapes grand prize, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So, and I'm also going to do the prizes I'm giving away will be random as well. So I'll pull a prize out of a separate bucket. I'll pull the name out of the ticket bucket, and that's what you win. Now, if for some reason somebody happens, the odds hit and you win what you donated, I'm just going to pull another prize because, you know, if Ethan Carter doesn't need another Ethan Carter notebook. So, so if I pull, you know, Dean Duplantis' name, he donated a cigar ashtray, and I pull the ashtray, I'll just throw that back in and pull something else.
Right.
I think that's as fair as I can make it. It's
random. How many extra prizes did you get?
Well, let me do a quick, I have them written down or I have it on an Excel sheet. So I got two notebooks, leather bound notebooks from Ethan Carter Design. Wow. I turned two pens to go along with those notebooks. So you'll get a pen and a notebook.
Headrise original pen?
Yes. Ooh. And then my father-in-law who also made a tree, he gave me some Chaos wood blanks that he made. So technically there's three makers in one prize right there. But
you
Elgin sent me over a pair of the Rampage earphones. They're like the earmuffs, the big ones.
I have those. Yeah,
I have those. They are wonderful. When they asked me what I wanted, I'm like, hey, I've been digging those Rampages recently. So they sent over a pair of those. They sent me a pair of the new
I want to get back to the headphones after.
Oh yeah, yeah. They sent me over a pair of the Ruckus earbuds recently too when they came out. And a neck gaiter. So it was for me, but I have all three of their other products. And I'm like, the last thing I need is another Bluetooth pair of earphones in the garage. So I figured instead of me just not using them or using them very rarely, I just threw them into the giveaway as well. I'm donating two Treescapes, one like you got from High Caliber Camp that I had left over, and a little wee mini one that's on my page. I don't know if you've ever seen the little micro one that I did that's really, really small. But again, it was in the shelf, and I wasn't going to sell it, so I just figured I'd throw that in. And also the pin that I made for the Clamp podcast, I made a pin out of a clamp that was part of my entry, but it wasn't my main entry. I threw that in as well. Magid Gloves sent me over a PPE kit that's a pair of gloves and the good glasses like they donated for High Caliber Camp. I love those glasses. Everybody,
I had those before camp.
I did too. And then when, you know, with Austin was looking for some donations, I reached out to him and they hooked us up.
Oh, nice.
Let's see what else. Sabretooth, you guys, they sent over like 10 burrs and a t-shirt. So they hooked me up pretty nice as well.
That's a lot of burrs.
Yeah. I was not expecting that. They asked me what I wanted. I'm like, just whatever you want to give is fine. A t-shirt and a sticker was better than nothing, you know? And they hooked it up. It's 8 or 10. I can't remember, but there's a lot.
If you don't win those and you want burrs anyway, use code WH.
Right? WH, 10% off.
Contact Emmett before using it.
Yeah. Like I said, Dean Duplantis sent over a turned cigar ashtray that he does. Really pretty piece of maple in there. Other dog design, Jacob, he sent over a wine bottle glass display that sits on the wine bottles. And also a wine bottle, one of those magic wine bottle holders. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like
a 45 degree angle. I'm gonna do those separately. Nick Birchtold absolutely floored me with his donation, but he sent over two mallets and a saw stop handle, the booby saw stop handle. So,
what are the mallets? Are they the booby mallets?
No, they're the ones that are like tufted. Yeah. Okay. There's one that's got like gold beads or nails or whatever he uses, and one's got black, and they look like they are, if I remember correctly, they're downstairs. They're like a maple, they're like a lighter color wood.
Cool.
But yeah, he sent both of those over. Hearth and Home, Dean Duplantis, Susan Duplantis. She sent over a stained glass pinwheel, like a little thing you put on the window.
Nice.
It's really great.
She makes wild stuff.
Oh, she makes beautiful stuff. She made two really cool trees. So, Phil Works made bottle openers. He sent me over like a large. They're all three of them are forged, but one's like a twisted metal, and then the other two are just like a little small bottle opener. I'm gonna do all those separate as well. Keebler Woodworks, he sent over a hand turned pen that's got like a motorcycle theme to it. It's pretty nice, and it's very very heavy. Just Might DIY, Jay-Z and Daniel. Yeah. They're going to do a custom logo tumbler, like coffee mug, like a...
Oh, so after you win it, you
send it. After you win it, yeah, you would contact them, send them what you want on it. They're going to laser etch it on there for you.
Very cool.
Starbond and Pizza is going to send over a couple tubes of glue and a CA activator. And let's see, Waffle Beaver, he's going to donate one of his recycled plastic mallets.
Oh, I love mine.
Yeah, I bought one of his heads, and then I turned it and made my own.
Cool.
But yeah, he's going to send that for himself too. I was like, just send it straight to the person. There's no need for you to send it to me.
Yeah.
High Caliber Craftsman, he donated a pen.
Nice. They're nice pens.
I got one of those myself. Total Boat is sending over a quart of the epoxy kit. Juniper and Sixth, that's Colin. He made a cutting board and another one of those wine bottle holders. Cool. Griffin Makes is going to send over one of the removed before making tags.
Love mine.
Mine's on my my lathe chuck key. Dave Bauer of Dave Bauer Arts and Smith Makes, they went together and did a printed posters and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like 8 or 10 of them that they do one big pack of stuff that they printed. Really cool stuff. He's sending that out too. I don't have that.
I have a ton of Dave Bauer Arts prints, and I love them.
Yeah, he makes some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And lastly, Bear Make It is sending over our charcuterie board.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, there's some stuff in there that I would love to have. Unfortunately, my donation went in, but my tickets did not. My wife's like, you can't win anything. So I can always kick off the donation. Same thing with the chess set. My tickets.
There's a couple things in there I hope I get.
Yeah, I would be happy with any of it.
Yeah, I'd be happy with anything. But
yeah,
and I'm happy not winning anything too. Like,
right.
I donated to what I hope is a good cause. You know,
oh, I have to donate and I can't win anything, so I'm happy with where it's going.
Is Orphans of the Storm, are they happy with what's happening?
Yes. So I am. I stopped by there. It's funny because I started doing it, and I'm like, I guess I should let them know that this is happening. You know, like, especially because people are going to start tagging them in Instagram, and they're going to be like, what are all these makers tagging us for? So, yeah, we stopped by there. We left work one day and stopped by and kind of, like, showed her what I did with the chess set, and they were thrilled. So they've been sharing stuff, I think, as well. I made them a thing that they could post like on their counter, like if you want to donate, scan this QR code. And
cool. I tagged them in one of the posts that you had posted at the beginning of the month when donations were up, and I put it out there, and like, I don't know, a week later I got a message from them. Oh, we missed this, because it was a story. And I don't know if they knew what I had tagged them in or not. Like, I don't know if it showed up. And
right.
Like, because I don't know what they see. I see my story in this feed, right? And I'm like, that was a long time ago I did that. Which, in Instagram time, it was a long time ago.
Right, right. Yeah, the story only lasts 24 hours.
Probably like 3 days or something, you know? And I just wrote back, no worries. I never said what it was. They make me think I'm a crazy person. Like, this random tag that's now gone, that was probably in their request folder. And I felt bad that I was just like, oh, no worries, thinking, oh, they must know that it, like, a maker did this.
Right.
Be part of that. And I just wrote back, no worries, and never thought of it again until just this moment. Probably like, who is this class?
Yeah, I think all their socials are run by, like, the people that are, they're
volunteers. Yeah.
The volunteers that are donating their time. So yeah, a lot of times I'll be talking to someone, and like they ask me for something they could post or, you know, some stuff that they could use. And then it took me a day or two to get it. And then I sent it back and they're like, oh, that was somebody else, but I'll make sure that it gets, I'm like, that's whatever. I mean,
yeah, that's funny. So anyway, that's a pretty good cause. So I'll put a link to, where should I link it in the show notes? Should I link it to your,
whatever. There's a Linktree link in my bio. And then the very first one has the entire layout of how it has all the prizes listed. It has how I'm doing everything, all the rules, whatever you want to call it. And it has links to their GoFundMe and their website.
All right. So to keep it simple on my end.
Just link them to my bio sign.
I will put a link into Emmett's Instagram page. You can go into his Instagram page, click follow. And after you click follow, go to the Linktree page and find all the information he just told you.
Yep.
And give a donation, at least give the minimum amount. And then send them the screenshot so you can get entered to win all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
And it help out somebody who needs some help.
Yeah, some animals and area that needs it. If you go to their website, you can donate directly to them. You know, I told her I was going to donate to the building fund. It's easier for me to track for the building fund because I can go to the GoFundMe and see who's donated to make sure I haven't missed anybody. I've had a couple go to the just donate to them directly.
Well, let's keep it simple.
So if you go to my Linktree, there's a link to their website, but just make sure you go to the GoFundMe.
The only thing, and I've never done a GoFundMe for anything. I mean, I've donated to GoFundMe, right, but I've never done one. Do they take a cut?
You can. It does. They do not. Now they can. You can turn the tip off, or you can add a tip. Most people forget to turn it off, like I did myself, because I'm like, that cost me $115. And my wife's like, that's because you had a tip on, you idiot. So I'm like, oh, crap. I don't care. The GoFundMe's got to pay for stuff somehow. But yes, I think the 100% goes to whatever you donate, minus the tip.
So let's just have everyone use the GoFundMe.
Yeah.
All right. So we get that out of the way. What else is going on?
Nothing with me. I mean, like I said, I finally finished painting and destroying my garage. It took me... felt like weeks. I think it was a week and a half, but it felt like 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
Mine took me a while when I did that. It
takes a lot longer than you think. And then, you know, obviously doing something like the floor, I couldn't walk on it for a day. I couldn't drive on it for three to 5 days. I let it go 6.
You did the epoxy.
Yeah, I did the Rust-Oleum garage floor epoxy.
The rock solid.
Right? Yeah. And it was already on there. I did it about 17 years ago. And it had started to chip from driving the car in, and you know, you're in the same area,
yep,
weather wise as I am. So rock salt and crap on it just, you know, it ate it. So it was time to do it.
I did epoxy paint, not real epoxy, but the three parts or whatever it is for your floor. I did the epoxy paint in mine, and just the tires from the lawnmower when you come in and they're a little warm has chipped it up.
It lasted, like I said, it was getting rough over from 17 years ago, but it looks really good now, so hopefully it lasts a little bit.
It's so nice to clean, though, when you have a nice painted floor.
Yeah, I mean, what I did is I contacted them and just asked straight up, like, hey, I already had this product on. What do I need to do to put it on again? And I had two options. I could run a floor sander and scratch it up, like 80 grit, or they sell out a primer. And I'm like, well, that's a no-brainer. She was like, the primer's like $80. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to rent a machine or deal with the mess of scuffing it up. So,
or the time.
So I was like, yeah, I can paint it in an hour. No, it slowed me down because I couldn't paint it for like 10 hours after I primed it. But
yeah, but you weren't sanding for 10.
But I wasn't sanding for 5. Yeah, and then cleaning up for 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a win.
It looks cool. I saw it on your page. I don't know if it was a story or a post.
Yeah. I added a couple lights. Added a circuit dedicated to the little lights that you plug in, like the little Amazon 4-foot LED shop lights.
Nice.
I have it hooked to my Echo. I can't say the word or it'll go off. But I have it hooked to that, so I wanted it have it live all the time so I could tell her to turn the lights on or off.
Yeah. I buy the little plugs.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Yeah. I have that on power strips. I have one on my vacuum. I have one on my desk collector.
I have them everywhere now. I just went to a smart home recently.
Yeah, and I just say, hey, lady, do this, and it does it, and I love it.
That's all I've been up to. I started working on my latest treescape, which I was working on before I started the collaboration of the guitar body. So I laid it out last night and drilled some holes.
And now, is that guitar treescape for something, or you're just...
No, just did it. A family member on my wife's side is interested in purchasing it, so hopefully he purchases it. I was just doing it to do it.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's got about 80 trees on it, so it's the biggest I've made so far.
Whoa. Well, maybe we should explain these treescapes. We went 27 minutes without explaining. So Emmett makes tiny trees on a lathe, right?
Yep. Yeah, I turn them on a lathe. Biggest I turn is probably about maybe 2.5 to 3 inches tall. They all average. I make them out of pen blanks. So what's an average pen blank? Like an inch square. So I turn them down to probably between, I don't know, 3/4 of an inch to, I don't know, 5/8 of an inch wide-ish. Whatever looks like a normal, mostly like evergreen Christmas tree or just a flat-sided Christmas tree.
They're cool.
And I turn them out of different species of wood, and I throw them on either a carved base or natural. Well,
how did that start? Like, did you wake up one day and be like, treescapes, that's my thing?
No.
I am in on treescapes.
So what I did was in 2020, because I started turning again in Instagram and all that stuff in 19. So right. I turned a little bit when I was in high school with my dad and maybe middle school, whatever it was. Didn't do it for 30 years. And I had a pretty stressful job. And I decided, you know what, that was very relaxing when I did it. And I got watching people doing it. And I'm like, man, I used to love doing that. You know how we all did on Instagram and watched everybody else do stuff.
Yeah.
So I bought a little cheap lathe. So for 2020, I wanted to kind of like grow my community or whatever you want to call it, friendship with people and learn, meet people and just... So I did what I called maker swap. So it also got me making 2 to 4 videos a month for YouTube because I opened a YouTube channel, which I haven't done for a long time now. But anyway, the whole year of 2020, which ended up being a complete crap show, it actually gave me something to do to keep my mind off of the world ending.
Yeah.
But I did a maker swap. So I contacted all these people like in December of 19, and you know, I made something for them. They made something for me. We sent it. That's how I met Grant Alexander. That's not how I met him, but he was one of the people that did that.
Sorry about your luck.
Yeah. And all
the good people out there.
I know. All the people.
Alexander.
Yeah.
The Grant Alexander.
Yeah. He was one of the first people that reached out to me on Instagram and gave me some hints and tips on YouTube and that kind of thing. But, you know, I still have 900 followers, so whatever. But,
it's great. Take it with a grain of salt.
Exactly. I was like, I'm not doing any of this.
Yeah, we love Grant. We just like busting on him.
But what I did is I kind of themed them. So like Easter time, I turned an egg. You know, school time, I turned an apple for a guy that actually ended up being a teacher, and I didn't know he was a teacher. But a lot of my stuff went to England and came from England. So like September or something. And I had all these things like ideas of projects. I wanted to do something different, not just like journalable or kind of pen. So I was kind of pushing myself. And I had everything like laid out probably by February of ideas I had. And like September, October, somewhere in August, I was like, maybe I'll do like a piece of wood with some trees on it. And I was thinking like just like a square piece of wood with like 6 trees, like 5 inches tall. So I started turning them out of pen blanks, and they ended up being really teeny. So I was like, oh, just go with it. You know, I'll just go with these little ones instead of big ones. So I did one. Of course, like everything that I did for that year, I bring it in and show it to my wife, and she was like, I want one of those. I want one of those. Well, I did the tree, and she was like, I really want one of these. So I turned that one, and then I turned one for her, and I was like, I really enjoy doing those. So yeah, that's how I got started. And it was just for the fun of it. I mostly give them away as either swaps for something or, you know, for gifts or like High Caliber Camp. I turned 25 of them.
Yeah, that's how I got mine. High Caliber Camp swap.
So that's, and of course, I'm sure
and that's not all you
camp swaps kind of be the same thing, but
doesn't have to be.
No, but I already have it, the stuff laid out. So it's going to be some different stuff in there. I'm going to do some power carving and a natural base.
I've known Emmett for a couple of years now, and there is nobody who plans ahead more than Emmett.
I try.
If you are thinking about asking him to do something, he's already done it. It's ready. It's on a shelf somewhere.
I try. If I wouldn't have been working on this, Maker Cam Swap would be probably finished. And I catch myself working on it. I'm like, stop. I want to film for Instagram, but I'll catch myself like sanding on something and I'm like, oh, stop this. Can I do all that later?
I am terrible at filming. I'm trying to film a lot for this project I'm working on now for the Maker Swap. And I feel like it's slowing me. I would have been done if
I hate filming. That's why I got to stop myself, because I will go in the garage and I will just start. And I'm like, I should have turned the camera on, but
I kind of want to just be one of those pages that just shows finished products.
Yeah, that's I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If Instagram hadn't gone to Reels, I enjoyed just taking pictures.
Or those. Yeah. But yeah. But you also do other things, like you do screen printing.
Yeah. Yeah. I screen print.
Woodwork and not just turning, right?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit here and there. I don't have many tools. So I run very minimal in my space, because I only have the front of my wife's car on a car and a quarter garage. I have about 8 feet by 12 feet. But I have a lathe. I have a little cheap bandsaw, and that's pretty much it. I have a chop saw that I...
Did you ever get a drill press?
I didn't. I had a drill press, and that was before I was making treescapes, and I sold it because I was like, I never used this thing. And now that I do treescapes, I drill all my trees with a DeWalt hand drill.
Yeah. And
I haven't drilled anything way off yet.
There was a guy, I just did a tool pick, and the guy was trying to give me some real tiny drill presses, and I'm like, I have no use for that stuff.
See? I should have just talked to you. I could have gotten a Maker Cam and brought it back down the road.
Yeah, I should have picked one up. I may go back and get more from him, so if I do, and the drill press is there.
And that's all I need. I've been looking at, like, that's what I had. I had a 9-inch or 8-inch or something like that.
Yeah,
it was a little win, and I bought it brand new. Yeah, I didn't have any use for it, so I sold it on Facebook Marketplace, and now I kicked myself because I could set the treescapes up and make sure everything was 90 degrees, but I don't do bad with the DeWalt.
No, yeah. What about you, Tony? What's going on with you?
Not much. You say we're releasing on the 19th because we're recording a little funky this week, so. actually, I'm just prepping for the meet, so. Tonight I went in and worked through my squats, so that was my big thing for today. Nice. Yeah, got to 475, so roughly my opener for the meet, so maybe a little more than my opener, but we'll see. I'm happy because I have been completely terrible for prep, so it's been...
475 is decent. I normally open up around 76.
Yeah.
Seven. I don't know, it makes my back and my ball hurt just thinking about it.
Yeah, I would like to. Yeah, I'd like to hit 500 for this meet, but I don't think it's going to happen. If I get where I hit last meet, I'll be happy. Right now, it's just prep for. I just need to go. It's the same as last year when I, or almost 2 years ago now, in October when I went to the Eastern Regional, and I just had to get a total in. This is the exact same thing. I just need to put a total in. So I can go to Nationals in the fall, like next fall is when that Nationals.
You just show up and do it.
Yeah, the Federation has it set up so you have to be at Provincials, Regionals, and Nationals to make it to Nationals with a prerequisite score to hit, like a number that you have to hit. So, but yeah, that'll be, yeah, I'm just excited to be not in pain all the time, so. The rehab stuff's really worked, so I've been healthy. That's one of the reasons I'll be able to ride the bike down to the Timberin, because my knees were so shot last year that I didn't want to ride the bike, so this year's been much better.
Very good. Very good.
How about you?
Me? Since we last recorded yesterday...
Yeah, that's why I said we're a little screwed up on our recordings, but because of vacations and summer and...
Yeah, I haven't really been doing much other than working. I went over to Green Street Joinery today to record for the American Craftsman podcast.
Oh, yeah. You guys talked about that on the old Clubhouse.
Yeah. It's going to be a canned episode, so I don't know when it'll release, but I'll let you guys know. But that was recorded today. But it was good seeing those guys again. I picked up some of their scrap wood, so I like to always grab some scrap wood from them. I'm going to
put him. What happened to Rob? I just heard something about stitches. Is that something we're able to talk about, or is he
sure?
He hurt himself somehow?
Yeah, he had a little minor kickback injury.
Oh, okay.
On the slider, a piece went across, and a piece of sheet good came back and clipped him. He got lucky, but he's fine. 11 stitches or so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear. He's going to be all right.
Yeah. So yeah, he did a funny reel. If you go to the Green Street Joinery page, it's like kickback is real, and they hold up his hand and it's all stitched up. It's bandaged up. You don't see anything weird. But yeah, he got lucky there. So be careful in the shop, kids. Take your shop safety seriously. But yeah, they work on some crazy stuff over there. They're doing the kitchen now. It's interesting to see what they do and how they do it.
Yeah, it seems like there's nothing they won't take on. Like when you see some projects, I'm like, wow, I just couldn't imagine even wrapping my head around building that.
Yeah. I mean, it's impressive what they do in the shop they're in now, but it was really impressive to see what they were doing in their shop before, which I'm in a one-car garage, but their original shop was, I don't know how it would compare to a garage, but maybe a three-car. How big is a two-car garage? 20 by 40?
Yeah, probably something like that.
Two-car, 20 by 40?
Not 20 by, yeah, I would say 20 like by...
20 by 20, they're called two-car. You can barely open the doors when you have two cars in it, but...
Yeah, so maybe it was 20 by 40 was their shop.
Okay.
It was impressive what they used to knock out in that little shop of theirs. But now they have a bigger space. And man, it feels like they're doing enough now where it's getting crowded, you know? Constant work. It's cool.
Yeah, it's good to see them doing well.
Yeah. But yeah, that's all I've done lately. So I haven't made any progress on my Make What You Fear this week. So, well, not since we last recorded anyway. I called it Make What You Fear too.
I was going to say, did you mean Make What You Fear?
No.
He needs someone else other than me to correct him on it because he says it and I know what he means. I know he means Maker Swap. But anyways.
Yeah, it's terrible. Both of our little things are make. They start with make, so it's tough. But the Maker Swap for Maker Kit, I have to get that done before the end of the month.
Yeah, mine will probably be done by the, I don't know, a couple of weeks. It should be done.
Post about it. Get some traction going on that hashtag. But, yeah.
I was actually thinking of I might do something for mine to hopefully do the same, like build a little traction around it.
Yeah. I want to try and have mine done so I can be like, this is what I'm entering. Let's see what you have. You know, I want to do a reel for Maker Swap to get the buzz going. So I'm trying to get mine done as soon as possible.
Are you using a hashtag, Maker Swap 20?
We're using Maker Swap.
Yeah, Maker Swap?
Yeah, the Maker Camp Maker Swap one.
I didn't know if you put a year on it or what.
I did start putting a year on it, but I don't know. Then it gets, I don't know. I don't know what the right protocol is.
I don't know how to do that either.
You can use Maker Camp Maker Swap and Maker Camp Maker Swap 2023. How's that? Use both heads.
Both of them. Maker Camp, Maker Camp Swap.
Yeah. Oh, well, the Maker Camp Maker Swap and Maker Camp Maker Swap 2023. I know they're a mouthful.
Hey, when you start typing, it'll just pop up anyways.
Right. Yeah.
I just want to make sure you click the one where somebody didn't spell something wrong and you click it. And then my wife, she's like, you spelled it wrong. I'm like, I clicked it. I didn't even realize that it was wrong.
I've done that.
Well, I'm dyslexic too. So seeing that it was wrong isn't in my wheelhouse.
The tough part is when you want to try and get a movement going like that, and Instagram is burying hashtags, like they make it so difficult. Like yeah. You can't go to recent anymore. They got rid of recent because they claim it's for bullying or some crap like that. Like, come on, man, you know? So it's royally frustrating. And then some people, when they go to a hashtag, they can't see reels, or they claim they can't see reels. I don't get it.
Yeah. It's almost like you need to make a page and then have people post it to that page, tag it, or send it to you.
Would you like to run said page?
No. I did offer to help you last year for MakerCamp, but...
You did.
But I'm paying to come this year. I'm not helping anybody. I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, yeah. We pay every year, so...
Still fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for the swap, because that's right up my alley. I love swapping people art for art.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. But like I say every week, we want people to show off their skills. So whatever your skill is, make something up to your skill level to show it off, because it is going maker to maker.
Right.
So that's one of the things we want to do. Like, we don't care what your skill level is, but let's see what your skill level is when you get there. Like, I don't want people who have skill half-assing it when they enter, you know? It's not a lottery ticket, you know? I'm gonna call spade a spade.
I was going to keep mine, you know, not secret, just not post it until... But then I know, listening to you, you were like, no, I wish people would.
Yeah, it's not a secret.
Yeah.
Like, when you go to
let people see your skills, so that they have to step it up. It's kind of like the trees and the chess pieces. The people that get in later are like, they know what they're up against. So,
right. Like, show off what you have or what you're going to put in and make people want to get your item and then want to match your level, you know, like, I don't know, up the game a little bit, you know. This is year three. It should be the class of items should move up a bit, in my opinion. Everyone should be
bringing them a keychain that they cut out of a laser.
No.
That's what I'm bringing, by the way.
Good. Good for you.
Just a tree on a keychain.
You're making me uncomfortable, Emmett.
I will try my best to keep him from coming across the table at you, but it may not happen.
I might go, whoops. Yeah, I've met him too, so I know he can take me.
Now, since we're here having a discussion about it, and you brought it up on the main show, and most people save this for the after show, but if you're going to do something simple like that, I pray you're a brand new maker. Right. And if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not. Maybe you are, but it should be your skill level. Like, that's day one stuff is
right.
A quick cutout with a laser. But there are some pretty wild laser things you can make. So step it up and bring in some cool stuff if your main thing's a laser. It's like anything, though, you know, every craft has its levels.
And again, I mean, I'll be happy with whatever I win.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Me too. It's fun. It's interesting.
It's one of the three things I'm looking for. I mean, I'm looking for the entire weekend, but that is one of my three top things that I want to do this. Even though I know it's just dropping something off
and I don't want to make this about the swap, this podcast episode, but one of the cool things I like about it is for somebody like you who's just coming, right? It's going to be your first year there.
Correct.
Right. When you come as a spectator, you come and you experience Maker Camp, right? And there's all these different demonstrators or teachers or the hands-on coordinator people for all the hands-on items. They're all there showing you their craft, right? It doesn't necessarily mean your craft is diminished. So this is a way for you to bring your craft to Maker Camp and show it all, right? If somebody says, hi, my name's so-and-so, and you say, hey, I'm Emmett, you know, they're like, oh, what do you do? And you say, I make treescapes, and they look at you with the blank stare. You could say, well, if you go over to the maker table, you can see my treescape, you know? It looks like this. And then they can go check out what you do, and then maybe you can form a bond over it, you know? So you get to bring a little piece of what you can do there and show off what you can do. And who knows where that may lead, you know, in a conversation of networking.
Exactly. I mean, I might see something that somebody makes and say, hey, you like my treescapes? Or let's work a deal out. What do you want?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we try and do it, is to have people who just show up be able to show off their skills, you know?
I like it. I like the idea when I heard it.
Yeah. And demonstrators enter and some of the teachers and this and that. Like, they, like everyone, not everyone participates, you know? We get, like, what is it, one-fifth? Maybe a little more than one-fifth of the crowd.
I'd have to do the math, but would they say they had 700 last year total?
I think they had like 650, 600,
okay.
Somewhere there.
I think we had
150 something.
Yeah.
It's still a great turnout.
Yeah.
And it makes it a whole lot easier for you guys. I mean, like, again, you want as many as you can, but you got it.
But the other cool thing that I've noticed, and Tony, I believe, is leading up to camp, like that, like the month of September, everyone's like, oh, what are you making? What do you make? You know, like, it's a buzz around
what you're bringing
just to show up. And that's cool. And maybe I see the buzz more because we're involved with it, you know?
Right.
Maybe we're, like, we would get that buzz more than you and your friends coming. I don't know.
I'm excited. Like I said, that's one of my, there's only three things I want to do while I'm there. Other than that, everything else is just cherry on top.
Oh, trust me, the swap is such a small portion.
Oh, yeah, and that's, like I said, that's just drop it off and see what I win when you do the swap. But that's still one of the three things I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. And like we mentioned last week, the swap pickup time is going to be 1 hour and 1 hour only.
Yeah, I think that was in the after show.
It was, but I'm putting it out there now.
Yeah.
Rules are changing for this year.
Hey, make them strict.
Yeah. You got to tighten them up, you know? Yep. We're learning from our mistakes, you know? First year, we called everyone out, you know, one pick.
Right.
And then you got to wait for somebody to come up and get it.
So you're not going to call them out. You're just going to lay them out this time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we completely randomized it. And for all those that were there last year, they can legitimize the fact that we don't do any crazy, like we just pull out a handful and we just do and we sort it out, you know?
Yeah. Lucas had a handful of, and he was just putting them down on each thing. Yeah, so
total chaos when we devised the
right,
because there's so many items and you got to get it done in such a short time. So pure chaos. So you get what you get, you know.
Right.
And that part we have, Tony and I have a different way of doing it this year, just so it's a little more organized for the pickup portion, because it's pure chaos. But yeah. It's just completely random what you go home with. What I do need to do is find a display case to put everything in. A lockable display case, if you know where I can get one.
Yeah, I was talking to Brad of Brad's Customs today. He was talking about an idea for us.
Let's talk about that in the after show.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some way to do it, you know?
You want to be able to lock it so people can look at it, but you don't have to man the station 24/7.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's no way to, I was thinking like some way to lock a building, but you won't be able to look at it at the end of the night, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like we get, like Austin gives us a trailer to use.
Well, that's what I was thinking, like if I can help you out with a 26-foot U-Haul and you put tables inside of it, but you'd have to lock the whole thing and people wouldn't be able to go into it.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't really help. You don't want to put it away and take it out.
But we want people to be able to showcase it. You know?
Right, right.
I don't know. We'll figure that out. Tony and I'll talk this week, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right. Enough of the swap. We talk about that every week. We don't get to spend any more time on it. But yeah, Maker Camp should be fun. I'm glad you're coming finally.
Yep. I probably would have come last year if High Caliber Camp wouldn't have been. I mean, not Austin. Saunders' fault. High Caliber's fault. But, you know, that was more important to me. And it was, what was it, 2 weeks afterwards or something like that. And yeah. I knew there was no way I could ask off work a week and then another week. And I was actually looking more forward to that because I had missed the first year of High Caliber Camp as well. So that was my big, you know, alone trip.
I was fortunate enough to do both last year. And it was crazy and it was awesome. But they're very different events.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, I remember talking about that with you.
Yeah.
In Virginia.
Yeah, very different. You're going to have a lot of fun at Maker Camp. Not that High Caliber Camp isn't fun. That was awesome.
It's a different thing. Yeah, apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, yeah. And you get to meet Tony in person.
I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, there's lots of excitement around me. Sure.
Just don't get thrown in the duck pond. That's all.
Me or him? I mean, I know I'm not throwing him. I know he could easily throw me.
We've already discussed this. Not about you. It was our buddy Corey. And then I said, whether I throw him in or I don't throw him in, I still don't win. Either I'm the bully or I'm the wimp. One of the two, so I can't win.
Well, you could just throw Cody, and if he doesn't land in the duck pond.
He's not in the duck pond.
Yeah, that's still a bit of...
But you're still kind of the bully.
Yeah, I think that's kind of...
That might be worse.
Bullying, yeah. Yeah, just turf him into some, you know, like concrete or something. That'd be great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Speaking of Corey, how about we thank our patrons?
Well, now we got to start... All right. I got the list. I got my clipboard. So we have Corey of Odyssey CNC, Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Woodfinery. Top tier, we have East Spoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence at MaritimeNiceSupply.com, Ed Johns of ButtJoints.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Vincent Ferrari of Digitally Creative, Brian Houseford of Workford Podcast, Artigino Sorio, Matt of Wooden Mustache, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at Wido Works, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Domehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Duke Construction, and Tony of Godamo Design. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you all. It's a pleasure to have all of you guys on board.
Yes, always is. So what were, you said something about a rampage.
I just wrote that down, that he wanted to go back to the earphones.
Well, I sent him a text, but he's not checking his phones.
No, I saw it. I just read it as you were doing that. I'm trying to be present in the moment. So
great minds are thinking, because I just wrote headphones down while he was doing that too. So
I just looked at my thing and saw that Tony had sent me Rampage earmuffs, which we have a chat thing here. I don't know why nobody used that. So the Rampage earmuffs I got, I won them at Underground Metalworks when I took a class down there. And they don't have a microphone in them, so they're just headphones.
Oh, yours don't have a microphone?
No microphone.
I think mine do. I'm trying to think if I've ever taken a call on them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because they're so quiet when you put them on.
Oh, they're wonderful.
So, like, I have them out in the shop, and I'll wear them, but then I can't take a call if I get one.
I'll check that, because that might be a glitch. I'll have to look. I don't know.
Yeah.
My YouTube channel, those are the three best videos of my unboxing and review of the Elgin earphones.
Yeah. I like them.
But yeah, I like all their products.
And they're real lightweight too.
Yeah, and like you said, they're super quiet. Like I'll have my shop vac on. That's what I use for dust collection, and then
right.
And then I'll be working, and I'll stop working on the lathe, and I'll be doing something for like 40 minutes, and then I take the earmuffs off, and I'm like, oh shit, the vacuum's been running the whole time. I can hear it.
Yeah, and they're not active noise canceling, right?
No, they're just OSHA, whatever they do to make it noise isolating or whatever. I don't know what the exact word is.
Yeah, I don't either. They are really quiet and nice. I like them because I can wear them out there and I keep my music low and still hear it over all my machines out there.
Yeah, I keep my music blaring. It's probably it's been a super great company to me. I reached out to them early days of Instagram for a 1,000 follower giveaway, and they sent me a pair of the original, like, with the wire.
Right.
They got lost in the mail, so I just told them, hey, they got lost in the mail, no big deal. And they were like, we'll send you another pair. Actually, they sent me two pair. And then the original ones came, so I said, do you want those back? And they were like, just keep them. Do something with them. So I was like, all right, I'll do an unboxing and review video. And ever since I did that video, every time they have a new product come out, it shows up in the mail.
That's awesome.
Like, I just get home, and I'm like, what's in the mail? And then I see it's from Texas, and I'm like, Elgin sent me something else. I've gotten t-shirts. I've gotten light up signs. I've gotten sticker packs. I've got, like I said, I've gotten all their earphones. Great company.
I just wish mine had, like, I would wear them every day, but they don't have a microphone.
Right. So, I'll have to look at that for you because I thought they had a mic.
I can't wear them at work. Like, I need to be able to take calls and
right. So,
at work, I use a Bose set, which are like 10 years old and dying, so I'd love to use a new pair.
That's something that Elgin is, their battery life is unbelievable.
It lasts like days.
Forever. I mean, I only go out for a couple hours or 5 or 6 hours on the weekends, and lasts for weeks. But
yeah.
Yeah, they're a little, the true wireless ones are really nice too. I use those this weekend. Because if I'm turning and have my face shield on, I have to use just the ear ones. I can't use the muffs.
Right. I use them for mowing the lawn. They're real quiet because I'm not going to be on a microphone then. So they're quiet when you mow the lawn. So you just can listen to podcasts or something. So yeah, I really like those. I'm excited that they're in there.
Yeah, I can't seem to, I'm trying to find them here in Canada, but I can't get them.
What is it, ELGIN?
Yeah.
They're they popped up, but they only show up on Amazon.com.
I was going to say, another Instagram is Elgin USA, so I wasn't sure if their website was Elgin
USA. I currently use, I have 3M work tombs. They work pretty good, but they're heavy. I think that's the only drawback I have noticed.
So I only have the canned ones. They still make those?
Canned.
Like the over the ear.
Yeah.
That's the type I have.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing them on this Google search I'm doing.
You talking about Elgin's?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I say? They're called Rampage, I believe.
Well, they make just earplugs too. Yeah, Rampage. They're sold out, that's why.
Yeah, they're not too terribly expensive. Like the Rampage is like $85.
Yeah, $84.95.
Yeah, they sent me like 4 ball caps, but I was reaching a milestone on Instagram, and I reached out to them. And I'm like, I appreciate the hats, but I don't wear hats. So instead of, again, I'm just going to give them away. They're like, that's fine. I was like, I don't want them to just stick them in a closet and never use them. I'd rather give them somebody that would enjoy them.
It says here the integrated microphone.
Like, yeah, I was reading the same thing. I just got to it right when you said it.
Maybe I got to give mine a go again, but I took a call and nobody could hear me. I'll have to try that out tonight when I get off this call.
I don't believe I did a video on Rampage. I may have. I don't remember. I know I did them on the... No, I didn't.
This episode is not sponsored by Elgin Rampage, but Elgin, if you want us to...
If they want to, reach out to them. They're super great.
Yeah.
It might be a good make what you fear.
Yeah, he would probably absolutely send you something.
That would be cool.
Maybe I'll participate in that this year or next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was working on something. I sent you pictures of whatever I was working on. You were like, that's a stretch. I was like, yeah, I would have done. Problem was I would have done the treescape on the paddle, like a canoe paddle, but I'd already done that. And I didn't want to phone it in and send you pictures and be like,
what were you doing a treescape on?
I don't remember. Oh, it was the one that it was on a piece of driftwood. Pretty sure. It's on my desk at work.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm working out on this. And I was like, no.
I was like, a walk in the woods? I don't know. It's a stretch. Like the treescape paddle would have been perfect, but.
I am so happy that when you said it to me, you're like, this may be a stretch, but.
I was like, I'm not putting this in. If you say no, I'm not putting it in because I know it's a stretch.
I think I told you to put it in.
You're like, well, go ahead. I'm like, no.
I was like, you could put it in, but there's no chance we're going to choose that one.
I mean, like I said, I was fine. It was just I was working really hard on that because I did one for my sister and one for myself, and that just happened to overlap when that was. And I was like, I don't know what else I can do quick. And I'm like, the paddle would have been absolutely perfect, but I've already done that. And I didn't want another one.
Yeah, I don't know. Tony, did you figure out what we're doing this year for that?
No. No, I haven't figured that out yet. We should get on that, be a little more prepared this year.
It's coming up quick.
Mm-hmm. When do you guys usually do that? Like what?
Normally starts the first episode in January.
That's what I thought, beginning of the year.
And so I think the first episode in March, maybe. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think we figured the 3 months seemed to work pretty good.
Yeah.
And we don't end on top of anybody else. Like the first year we did it 4 months, and there was it the Maker collab that ended at the same time but started after we did, so it was kind of jammed a lot of people up, which we really don't want to do. So
yeah, a lot of people who like to participate in all of them were struggling to do 2 at the same time.
Yeah.
They tried to shoehorn a couple into both, and that doesn't really work with the collab, you know?
Yeah. So we had a couple ideas last year, and we went with the fitness one. We can probably pull back something we thought of, but I can't think of anything that we thought of at that point. So we'll get it sorted. We always do.
Yeah, competitions are good and bad, you know. Not everyone can do them. And
people say they're going to do them, and then they don't.
People say they're going to do something like carve a tree out of stone and never send it. You know, but we'll see what happens. But with that, I say we head on over to the after show. Got any last-minute items, kids?
Nope, not for me.
No, I'm all good.
All right, let's get those donations in for Orphans of the Storm. You can find that info on Dead Rise Woodcrafts on Instagram. That's Emmett's page. Go to his link tree. Everything is there for you to follow along to get entered to win awesome prizes from all of his maker friends, or some of his maker friends. He's got more than just who donated to you.
It's in March. Get you an entry.
Is it as cheap as $5?
Yeah, you know, I mean, one ticket's $5, so.
Yeah. So for every $5 that you enter, you get one ticket?
Yep, correct. Yeah, we didn't go over that.
We didn't go over that, but we're going over it now.
Yeah, that's what it is. $5 slot. Made it easy for myself.
Yeah. And Emmett's a good guy, so give him a follow anyway on Dead Rise Woodcraft, is even if you're not going to get in on that, but just get in on the waffle, raffle, giveaway, fundraiser, charity event, whatever you want to call it. If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram, Working Hands 3 on TikTok, or workinghandspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to rate and review the show, 5 stars is always appreciated, but we'll take anything. It'd be fantastic. If you do a 5-star review, I'll read it out on air, which I haven't gotten in a while. So if anyone wants to leave one, it would be.
I think we got our airtime quota for reviews for a while. That was a 10-minute review.
Well, we don't need that type of review. We don't have to top that. We're not asking for skills in the review thing. Just anything. Write anything in there. Anything at all. Cool, you know? Get some interaction. But don't forget your MakerSwap items. Use the hashtag MakerCampMakerSwap or hashtag MakerCampMakerSwap 2023 as per Emmett. He wants to see a year on there.
I don't care. I wanted to know so I know what to start tagging, because I'm going to start mine probably next week.
You're going to start as soon as we're done with the after show.
No, it's probably already done. I'm holding it off.
Yeah, that's...
I've got all those videos on. No, I haven't started. It would be done if I wasn't doing the Treescape collaboration. It would have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you to everyone, and we'll see you guys in the after show.
Thank you, guys.
Later.